Welcome to the NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday afternoon, December 24, 2025, and we have a lineup of artificial intelligence and frontier technologies headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Tech media breaks. Wearable devices lilted as WLDS collaborates with Rokid to enable gesture control for AI and AR glasses. Wearable devices lilted, WLDS has teamed up with Rokid to offer gesture-based control for AI and AR glasses. The collaboration will make wearable devices mood-linknal wristband compatible with Rokid glasses, known as the world's lightest, full-featured AI and AR glasses. The partnership includes product readiness, out-of-the-box pairing, pre-mapped gestures, and joint marketing efforts. The companies plan to roll out these capabilities in the second quarter of 2026, with a demonstration scheduled at CES 2026 in Las Vegas. Wearable Devices is a growth company leading in AI-powered neural input technology, offering touchless control for digital devices through its Mudra Band and Mudra Link products. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.ffm/WLDS.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.